This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Save the internet. What is happening on December 14th and what you can do to help. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In this special bonus episode, get an update on the big changes that are being proposed for who has control of the internet in the United States. Find out how this affects All Ears English directly and freedom of speech in general, and find out what you can do about it today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. it's Christmas weekend.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So you're going to do some Christmas tree hunting and baking cookies and all that good stuff?
Yep, and get some more decorations on top of the tons we already have. Christmas is my favorite time of the year, so we have to celebrate it for an entire month.
That's awesome. I love that. That's so cool. Well, today we are on the show, guys, with a little bit of a bonus episode today. Mm-hmm. Jessica, what do we want to talk about today? What is on the table that's on our minds and we want to let our listeners know about it?
We are talking about a very contentious issue right now that is in the headlines. It's all over the place, guys. It's called net neutrality. That's the phrase for this issue, net neutrality. So neutral, right? Like, that's the key word here.
That's the key word.
Neutral means like it's sort of just fair to everyone. We're not picking a side, right? It's not affiliated with political parties or making money or business models, right? So that's what it's against. So net neutrality is the freedom of the internet, which is what we have now.
Exactly. And actually, net neutrality is the reason that, for example, All Ears English exists. Right? Like,
how is that? Can you walk us through that? What does that mean?
Absolutely. So back in 2015, right, when Tom Wheeler was the head of the FCC and Obama was in the White House, the better days.
I know. The golden days, as I like to say.
Yep. Back in those days, the FCC decided to pass a ruling to say that the internet would be neutral. Essentially, it would be treated like a utility company, that no one could come in and decide who the winners or losers would be. No one could come in and create business models around speeding up certain websites or blocking certain websites and slowing down others. No one could do that. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Like, let's pause here for a second. Like,
okay.
Why would someone want to do this? So if we think about just like basically how do we get internet, right? Who gives us internet? It's not given to us by the government, right?
Yes.
So that's why it's important to treat it as a utility, something that is provided for the public. Because because it's fair, because everyone needs access to water. Everyone needs access to garbage services, right? These are things provided by the government. And so if we view the internet like that, it's the same thing. These days, guys, everyone needs access to the internet.
Yeah.
Especially if you're talking about, like, what about different types of households? What about a low income person? Right?
Exactly.
Like, that's where we're worried about most, is that perhaps they won't have the same access to the internet as somebody who makes more money or.
That's really what it's about. So what we're talking about today, guys, the reason that we're on the show, I mean, we want to explain what this means. And we also want to say, like, why we're here. So on December 14th, there's going to be a vote where the FCC may decide to repeal the net neutrality laws that have held internet access as a utility, to essentially give control to the ISPs, the internet service providers in the US, to create fast lanes and to make certain companies pay more to have their website load faster, to make internet harder to access. Essentially, this idea will just make the internet not an equal place, an unequal place. Yeah.
So if we look at, like, what does this mean for sort of like entrepreneurs that are trying to get things started online, like us, like, right? Like Lindsay, like
sure,
All Ears like, English. So perhaps we don't have the same backing, the same capital, the same investment as a big publisher like Cambridge or Kaplan or, you know, a big name like that. And so essentially, like, if we look at Comcast is basically evil already. Sorry, but I've had my issues with that provider. But anyway, so if Comcast or any company is controlling, they have control over what websites you see.
You got it.
And so that means that if they want to make some extra money, which they do, they're a business, then they could go to a big name like Kaplan, say, and say, you know what, like, we're willing to let you guys load faster, have better access, reach more people than a smaller name like us, who's more like grassroots effort. These, like, independent companies like us, right?
Exactly.
Who we do everything ourselves. We don't have, like, investors. We're just doing the work because it's something we love.
It's something we love and care about. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got
it.
That's perfect.
That's the issue. Yeah.
You explained it perfectly. That really is it. And that is our kind of angle on it. But on a broader sense, in a broader sense, it's about free speech. It's about if someone wants to start a movement to change something in the world, like some kind of issue where certain people are being discriminated against. It'll be harder to do it without any money. So it's a scary thing to us. And
it's,
you know,
terrifying. Think about just in the past year, all of these like issues that start raising awareness online through like .org, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think if you have an address that is .org, it's nonprofit, right? They're not trying to make money. It's about information only. It's about raising awareness for issues that people wouldn't have access to otherwise. But they won't have access to the .orgs
if the .orgs can't pay
money.
Yeah, you got it. And, you know, I had been thinking about doing this episode, that we would do this episode for a while, and I kept going back and forth because I don't want to be alarmist. We don't want to be alarmist, but the more I think about it, the more I see this in the news. I had a conversation last night with someone at a Christmas party who actually works for an ISP, an internet service provider like Comcast.
Wow.
And, you know, our conversation scared me a little bit, and it just made the whole situation more real. I didn't sleep very well last night. And I said, we have to talk about this with our listeners, because this could directly affect our listeners' ability to download our things on our website, to access our website, and to access any website that doesn't have funds. So there's no guarantee that Comcast and the ISPs would do this, but there's no rule. If this happens, if this vote takes place and they do repeal net neutrality, there will
be no rule against them doing it. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that they may do something like that gradually. Well, the changes go ahead.
If we look at the history of big companies, then yes, I think we could say like 100%, 110% certain that they will. These are business models. This is how they make money. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these companies, like Verizon, Comcast, whatever you're using, they're enormous, you guys. They don't have a conscience. It's not like a conscience. There's not like a person saying, well, I think it's better for our users, blah, blah, blah. Right. No, they're saying, I think we could make more money if we like take this away and add this or, you know.
Right. Exactly. And the argument on the other side is that, you know, Ajit Pai, the head of the FCC, who is really the one that was nominated by Trump, formerly was a lawyer for Verizon, by the way, and is now heading this movement, has been heading it since he was appointed to the chair of the FCC. Basically, his argument, which I don't think is that valid, but his argument is that, you know, innovation has been stifled on the side of the ISPs, that essentially...
Go ahead.
That's the argument. So there's always another side, but really what today's episode is about is that we want you guys to get informed on this issue. I mean, Jessica, why do you think that the majority of people are not, the problem is American citizens, people in the U.S., even people with green cards living in the U.S. are not acting on this. Why aren't they acting on it? What's going on?
You know, I don't think it gets the attention that other things are getting. I think I don't think they're like sexy headlines,
it's
as they say.
It's not a sexy headline. It's a confusing term, just the term net neutrality. What does that even mean, right?
Exactly. And plus, I think another issue is that a lot of the changes that our government wants to make right now, the ones that are getting the headlines are the ones that have to be voted on by the House or Senate and that seem to affect more people more immediately, like healthcare reform or tax cuts. Like, these are the big things in the news right now, but it's these sneaky sort of behind closed doors deals that people don't pay attention to because they just don't know about them. Like all the environmental regulations that have been repealed, that have been, you know, taken away and are causing real consequences. That's people don't know about those things.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
But the scary thing is this, an issue like this one, like net neutrality, could essentially go on the foundation of all of these other issues like the healthcare change, and they could undermine everything because they could influence our ability to communicate with each other, right? Around, like if someone is suffering with the changes in healthcare that Trump has enacted, they couldn't necessarily, potentially wouldn't be able to communicate that. They wouldn't have a voice. So the importance of having a voice is like what we hold dear here in this country.
But I can see the repercussions of this in healthcare, and I hadn't thought about it until you just said that. But like access to information, like where would the money still be? The money would still be in insurance companies that need you to buy their product, right? And so they could easily go to Comcast and be like, so these information sites with like free sort of you could ask a doctor a question for free or for cheaper. You could meet a doctor online for a really cheap fee, those would slowly go away, or the access to those would be denied in order to force people to go like get insurance, go to a big hospital, go, you know. So I never thought about that domino effect.
So so the more you actually think about this issue, the scarier it gets. Not just on the surface level. It's not just about downloading videos on YouTube, right? It's a lot deeper than that, and a lot, potentially a lot more pervasive. So I mean, that's why we're on this podcast today, guys, talking about this. You know, we have a big audience. Thousands of you guys are out in the world, and a good chunk of you guys actually live in the US. We have that data. Okay. So, you know, the question is, Jessica, so guys, in just a second, we're going to show you how to open conversations in English with your friends about this, with your family members. But first, I mean, what can our listeners do to take action if they're getting, if they're feeling their blood pressure rising like I am right now?
It's easy. You can do it right now. You could even do something as formal and huge and amazing as filing a complaint with the FCC. Mm-hmm. You could go to their website. It's kind of long, guys. It will be in the there'll be a post for this episode, right? That they can see these links.
Totally. Okay.
Definitely go to the website, to go to our site to see this link, but it's fcc.gov/ECFS/filings/express.
Yeah, so, exactly. And when you enter that, you're going to enter the number 17-108 in the proceedings record, which is just the first question. And then you just file your complaint. You say what you believe. Okay. I mean, I would recommend as a first step, guys, just to go online and research the issue yourself, right? Just form your own opinion about it, because there is another side. And, you know, we're not here to tell you guys what to think. We're just telling you what we think and the way we see what could happen to All Ears English and what could happen in general to our society, right? Again, I don't want to be alarmist, but I think we need to pay attention to this issue. So there's been a lot written about this in the New York Times. You could type in New York Times and net neutrality. There was also a really fun, entertaining YouTube video by John Oliver. If you type in John Oliver and net neutrality, he really breaks it down, makes it clear, so you can form your opinion on that.
Awesome. And and then you would have the information, the facts that you need, the vocabulary you need to file that complaint. Or if you also have another couple minutes, because the guys, doing this online does not take that long, you could also contact your congressman. If you have friends or family in the States, maybe you're not in the States, you could ask them to do this as well. How do they do that, Lindsay?
Yeah. So some things you can do, I think that calling your congressman, if you're just going to do one thing, that is the best action, because the way it works is it's tricky right now because we have a majority Republican Congress, and that's kind of the problem. That's why this is happening right now. Mm-hmm. But if Congress people really hear the voice of the citizens and they realize that people don't want this, because this is not a partisan issue. This is a bipartisan issue. Everyone, people don't want this, right? Normal people don't want it. The ISPs do. If Congress get that message, they'll have a hard time voting against the interests of their constituents, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's the only reason they change their minds about anything. The only reason that some Republicans have been against these tax cuts or repealing healthcare is because their constituent said, I still need to see a doctor. I still need to do this. Yeah. So it's the only way they're going to change their minds.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to be just as vocal as those guys were. So one website you can go, if you don't know how to call your congressman or who that person is, you can go to www.savetheinternet.com/STI-home. Okay. And that will put you on a page where you can just type in your zip code where you live, if you live in the US, and they will actually dial your congresspeople for you. And there should be, you know, you should be able to talk to 3, 4, 5 people, right? So essentially their secretary, I've been calling people all summer. I mean, their secretary will answer and you just leave your message. They're always really friendly. It's not scary.
That's so awesome. I think that would be such a huge challenge to do this in English as well. I love it.
This is a big challenge. And so on that note, though, Jessica, that's a good point. Let's give our listeners real quick as we close up, now that they, you know, we know what's going on, we know what to do. The key is to start talking to people about this, right? You want to talk to your friends who are in the US, even your international friends, wherever you are, and get this on the table. So how could you open the topic with some friends about this?
So always with a question, right? We want to invite people to participate in a conversation with us. So we open with a question. We say, hey, have you heard about what's going on with net neutrality and the FCC? And that, like, if that feels sort of too long, you could just say net neutrality. Say, hey, have you heard about what's going on with net neutrality right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, this is the first step, guys, getting that, getting it out there. You know, what are your thoughts on the issue is the next thing you could say. I think that sounds really smart because it's not like immediately saying what you think. It's asking them what they think. And then you open the dialogue.
I think another way to open it would be to reference something more specific that maybe you guys could look at together. Like, did you see that John Oliver video on YouTube about net neutrality? Like, and then you guys could like watch it and talk about it.
Yeah. You could share that John Oliver video, you know, with your friends on your Facebook page. So there's actually so much that we can do. But guys, we only have 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks. And literally, like, Ajit Pai, you know, the FCC chairman, has shoved this through since he was nominated in February. This has moved really fast. We had an Internet Day of Action on the 14th of July where many websites kind of shut down or just tried to raise awareness, but it didn't quite work. So things are moving like really scary fast, and they're taking the vote on December 14th, and changes could start to show up early next year. So guys, it's need to act now. That's why we're publishing this now.
But really 2 weeks, right? So like, if I could just like offer a suggested schedule for you guys, take a couple days to research, watch that video, read some articles, educate yourself. I mean, this is huge. The consequences, I mean, just in our short conversation today, it has got my brain going on all these side domino effects of this possibly happening. So take a couple days to think about it, right? Let it just sort of absorb it and do some research, and then take action. Write it down. 2 days from now, you're going to take action. You're going to go to one or both of these websites and do something about it. Because you know what? It'll seriously take like 5 minutes, right? Like this action we're talking about, it's really fast.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love it. So guys, you know, we brought up a political issue today, and forgive us if anyone feels that it was too political, but this is something that, you know, we feel quite strongly about, that we need to at least be informed, like understand, since Trump became president, all these changes are happening and we need to be informed. You know, we need to know what's going on in our country, the decisions that are being made behind the scenes.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, that's the danger, because all we see are these, you know, like we said before, the sexy headlines about the crazy tweets and whatever other crazy stuff. You know what? That's not changing laws. That's not that's affecting us on like our real daily life basis. It's these other things that we're distracted from every day that matter.
You got it. And we would love to know in your country. You know I did hear that in India, they're actually doing the opposite of what we're doing. They're strengthening net neutrality right now. Awesome. I read that yesterday. So I want to know, we'd like to know, if you guys come back to our blog, let us know what's going on with net neutrality in your country. Do you have it? Do you not have it? And how is the internet protected, regulated? How are the business models around the speed of the ISPs? So let us know, guys. Can't wait to hear from you guys. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out. It's been a heavy topic today, but hey, once in a while, it's good to dig into some heavy stuff.
Good. You know what? Life isn't just about, you know, idioms for saying I like something.
I know.
It's a lot bigger than that. So yeah, I mean, I don't want to say this was fun. I mean, it was, but it's but it's necessary.
It's necessary. There we go. All right. And we will be back on soon, guys. All right, Jessica, you have a good day.
All right. You too, Lindsay. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.